Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
Satora Takanayev, welcome. Thanks for coming in. Hi. I know it's so formal.
It is. Yeah.
Do they call you something for short?
No, Satora.
Satora, the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Does that have a meaning?
It does, actually.
What is it?
Do you really want me to tell
you?
I do.
Yes, okay. I do. I want to know.
The meaning is the brightest star in the sky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a long meaning, I know.
Yeah, no, that's
not just the star, it's the brightest star.
Now, is that the name of the brightest star in the sky, or is that what Satora means?
That's what Satora means. Yes.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
And does Takanayev have a
Takanayev?
Meaning?
I don't think so. It's just my husband's family name.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been over here?
Since 2004, six
okay,
years.
Good. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing here? What are you doing here
anyway? That's a tough question. What am I doing here? I have 6 years to figure that out.
Yeah.
Well,
are you going to stay?
It seems like I will. I'm going to stay. Yeah. My husband got a contract here at Milwaukee Company at first, and we both moved here in 2000. He moved here in 2003, and I moved here in 2004. Back home, I was working on television since I was 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I was very young.
As a performer?
Yes, I was hosting a show, Teenage.
Oh, no.
Don't look at me like that.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's good.
I was hosting a television show for teenagers, and then I moved to do some editing, producing, and directing, and so forth, and then I moved here.
So what are you doing now in Milwaukee?
In Milwaukee,
This is a kind of a not so subtle vamp into why we're here.
Why we're here, exactly. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, well, I'm in Milwaukee. I don't have a real normal job, 9-to-5 job. I'm a freelance contractor, and I work for with different people, different places, and I do different things. In television, most of it in television broadcasting, I work part time. I have a contract with Milwaukee Public Television.
Right.
In their graphics department, I do all the show opens and help out with graphics, any graphics needs.
Right.
I also added a little bit for television and worked different companies in town. And I also, on the side, I work with independent filmmakers. And sometimes I help out with production coordination. Sometimes I help out as an assistant director or second assistant director.
Which is how we know each other.
Yes, that's how we know each other.
We've worked on a couple of shorts that I've worked on.
Yes.
As a very skillful and, might I say, charming second AD and first AD, too.
Well, thank you, Mark. It was great. It was a great time. Certainly, the last year of my life has been very eventful as far as independent filmmaking, and I got more involved in that, and I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy working with people.
Well, it's good. You're good at it, too. I mean, I've been doing it for
hopefully
a lot of years, and you're good at it. And it's great to have that in Milwaukee and for you to be part of this sort of film community, because there's quite a good community of filmmakers here that are struggling because the state doesn't support them in any way, and at least not yet. Perhaps under new governorship they will.
Yeah.
But they, in spite of the fact that they're working on their own without any state support or without any, with relatively minimal community support, they're, if not thriving, they're moving along and being very creative and making some good films.
Yes, I agree 100%. And it's always fun to work with all the crews in Milwaukee who are involved in independent filmmaking.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people. The film that you and I were, one of the films that you and I worked on was a movie called Spare Change.
Yes.
That was part of the program that I run for Milwaukee Film.
Yes.
And you are now the volunteer coordinator, correct?
Correct.
For, is that your official title?
It is my official volunteer coordinator for Milwaukee.
For Milwaukee
for the
Film.
2010 Milwaukee Film Festival.
Right. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the amount of work trying to get volunteers to come? Because that's your job, basically, is to get find volunteers, recruit them, and then get jobs and put them in certain jobs and get everything done.
Yes, certainly. Like we just talked about you a minute ago, that volunteers are basically, you should say how you said it.
I think they're the backbone, the spine of
the festival. Yeah. And it's true because if you think about it, all of our theaters are ran by volunteers?
No, they are. I mean, all the venues are basically manned by volunteers.
Manned by volunteers, correct.
And the celebrities that come in and the filmmakers that come in are ushered around by volunteers. And
yes, definitely. I mean, when you come to any of our screenings during the festival,
right,
and you see ushers, line wranglers, theater managers, all of those people are volunteers. And basically, they make the show happen.
Right. It is amazing. I really do believe that they're the spine. Because I know I work in the office, mm-hmm. and there's four or five people that are there year-round.
Yes.
But for this 11 days, and for the month or 2 months leading up to this 11 mm-hmm. days, so much work gets done, and it couldn't happen without the volunteers. Now, if you volunteer, you don't just get a pat on the back and a see you next year.
No. Right. Well, I mean, pat on the back is good.
Yeah, pat
right?
on the back. Pat on the back are good.
Well,
thumbs up now and again.
Thumbs up, too. Yes. But also, we have pretty volunteer shirts. But also, when volunteers contribute their time, every shift that they contribute, they get a ticket voucher to see any film they want.
Oh, great.
And yeah, they exchange it for a ticket, and it's basically a free ticket for the festival.
Right, right. And you can volunteer for every night of the festival, or can you volunteer for just, if your schedule allows, just for, you'll take anything, right?
Certainly, I'll take anything. I'll take anyone. I'll take anything. Sure. Well, certainly you can volunteer, you can contribute one day here, one day there, or just one day off the festival. It's still going to make a huge difference for us, because that means that one shift has been filled by someone, and there's going to be a person to help out with all the different needs that we have during the festival.
Right.
Preceding the festival, we have all kinds of different promotions going on to spread the word out and give postcards out. Right now, I have volunteers contributing their time in all of our three theaters.
Right.
So they come in every weekend and they give out postcards to
whoever
cinema visitors.
Right.
Yes, whoever comes to the
city. While we're on that, because you'll take volunteers from any part of the city, obviously.
Yes, obviously, yes.
And the festival is going to be run in a couple of different venues. The Oriental Theater, where it always is.
Yes.
And what else? Where else?
Marcus North Shore Cinema.
Right.
And
in Mequon.
In Mequon, correct. And then another one is Marcus the Ridge Cinema in New Berlin.
And so if you live in that part of the world, or in the Mequon part of the world, or the city.
Mequon part, yes.
And you want to be able to volunteer, if I lived in Mequon,
mm-hmm.
and I said I want to do some volunteering, and can you hook me up to just work at North Shore?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So you,
definitely. Yeah. That's what I've been trying to do before, a few weeks before the festival too, is to go around, and I have my little flyer poster that I put in coffee shops and different places where they have community boards, just to get communities involved around
right.
the theaters. Say New Berlin, there, we can have volunteers from Brookfield or Waukesha. I mean, they don't have to go all the way to Mequon, or they don't have to go all the way to Oriental to volunteer.
Right.
They can just volunteer in their local theater. It's a great opportunity for people to get involved and
right.
help us bring this important cultural event to the city, to their community.
To their part of it.
To
yeah.
their part of the city.
And it was at North Shore last year, but this is the first year that they've been
at the Ridge.
Right?
Yes, the Ridge. It's our first year, so we'll see how it goes. But
yeah.
I have people signing up for shifts at the Ridge to promote the festival. So it's been going well, and
yeah.
hopefully we can reach out to more people in the community to volunteer.
As an estimate, how many people do you suppose you would need, or how many would you like?
I can't give you a number right now and say, okay, I need 500 or 600 to be relaxed and chill. But no, I don't think it's about the number in this case.
Okay.
I think it's about basically making sure that festival is running smoothly. We need people to contribute their time as much as they can. I guess as many people as we can get.
Right.
So I can't really give you a number. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, that's all right. That's a better answer. Because I've noticed, I've been connected to the festival for, I think, 4 years now or so.
Yes.
And
this is my first year. I'm enjoying it. I'm really, truly enjoying it.
Yeah, are you?
I mean,
because they treat
definitely.
You pretty nice. They don't. I mean, Kyle's kind of.
Yeah, Kyle's. Well, you know that Kyle started as a volunteer. I didn't know that.
I know.
So,
and I think TJ started as a volunteer. I started as a volunteer 4 years ago. I've been volunteering until this is the first year when I've actually been on staff.
Wow. See? So volunteering goes a long way.
That's why I say we're the spine of the festival.
It's certainly, I mean, people that work in Milwaukee Film are great, and it's so much fun to work with them. They're all intelligent and smart, and it's nice to talk to them. But I'm mostly enjoying working with people. I'm working with volunteers. I feel, you know, it's like people have need for you every day, every second, every minute of the day. I get emails, I get calls, I have to answer them. I don't know. Maybe it's just that part of me that wants to be involved all the time or in the process, or I don't know, but it's I'm enjoying it.
It's what you do well, because as I say I've watched you as a second AD on Spare Change, managing between making 15 extras look like 100 extras and managing everybody, and you do seem to sort of thrive off of being busy and interfacing with people.
Yes.
And making their life easier.
Hopefully, yes. I'm certainly enjoying that part, because I think every person I meet can teach me something small, tiny, but
right.
I get this maybe new information or interesting story or something that will become part of me. I don't know, maybe it's a very abstract way of saying it, but yeah. Right. Maybe if we'll talk in a month, I'll say, oh, God, no, I can't do it anymore.
Well,
probably not, but we can always use more people. We can always have more volunteers.
How do they volunteer?
There are a couple of ways of doing that. And I think the easiest way online is to just go to Milwaukee Film website, which is milwaukee-film.org. Right. And on top, there's a menu, and you can click volunteer.
Right.
And if you click on volunteer, there's a page that explains about volunteering for the Milwaukee Film, and actually there is a link that takes you to registering. You will need to register with us on Shiftboard. It's basically, we have this big calendar, viral calendar, and we post our shifts there.
Right.
You sign up, give your information, and once anything comes up, I send out emails.
Right.
And people go to the shift board, look at their calendar, and then they can look, okay, Tuesday, 6 p.m.
Right.
volunteering or for the festival works for me, and they can just take that shift.
Right.
And they're going to be done. In the next few weeks, I'm going to hold 4 volunteer orientations, go over the procedures and how everything works, and I'll give out shirts and program books. Basically, all the information is going to be given there, and they can sign up to any of their orientations on Shiftboard again.
On Shiftboard?
Yes, definitely.
So go to milwaukee-film.org, hit volunteers, and that'll show you where to go to get to Shiftboard, and you can patch yourself in and volunteer.
And you volunteer. And then also you can email directly,
right.
And I'm getting all volunteer emails, is
to
volunteer
you.
At Milwaukee-film.org.
Okay.
So volunteer at Milwaukee-film.org.
So can they call you?
They can call me. We're setting up the line. And I have a line in Milwaukee Film. It's 755-1965 and extension 206.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's all right.